Today's shir is Masechta Zvachim Daf Kuftes, and we will begin on Daf Kuftes Amar Aleph at the Mishnah. Our Mishnah continues to discuss the halachas of when one is chayiv for being malak kachim b'chutz, for bringing kachim up outside the Azara. For which kachim does that halacha apply? Says the Mishnah, Echa kachim k'sher, this halacha applies both to kachim that are kosher, vech kachim psulim, or to kachim that are posel, shahoye psulim b'kodesh. As long as they were psulim b'kodesh, they were kodesh at one point. And as we've discussed numerous times, there are many pshatim and rishonim that what does psulim b'kodesh mean. Rashi explains psulim b'kodesh to mean that if they were in the Azara at any point, that's called Psulim B'Kodesh. Tosfos defines Psulim B'Kodesh as to mean if they were, Tosfos defines Psulim B'Kodesh to mean that if they were slaughtered, or at least they were brought into Klei Shares before they became Pasul. And the Rambam's explanation of Psulim B'Kodesh is that it's such a Psul that has a heter in another place. The example would be, let's say somebody did the avoda with the left hand. Since, as we know, on Yom Kippur, the avoda, a certain avoda was done with the left hand. That's called psulim b'kodesh. By all of these types of kabbonis, if they were kriva v'chut, if they were malarim outside the azara, he's chayiv. Why? So, as we've learned, and we'll learn in the Gemara again, is because regarding even Kabbanis that are posel, since for many Kabbanis that are posel, the halacha is an Ola lo yered, that if they were brought on the Mizbeach, they should not be taken down. So that gives them still a status of Kodesh, and since it gives them still, to some degree, of Kodesh, that's why, in all these cases, the halacha is chayiv. Continues the Mishnah, Hamal Kazayis Mina Oila Ume Mira Bachutz Chayiv. The Mishnah is teaching us that the Basar, the meat of the Karban Oila, and the Emrim of the Karban Oila can combine to be considered a Kazayis for which there would be a Chayiv if somebody was Malaram Bachutz. Part of Shad in the Mishnah is because since we know that a Karban Oila is completely kolu, is completely burnt on the Mizbeach, both the Basar and the Emrim. So the Basar and the Emrim have the same status, and since the Basar and the Emrim have the same status, that's why they can combine to the Shir Kazayis. As the Gemara will clearly teach us, such a halacha would not apply by other Kabbanis, because since by other Kabbanis, the Basar of those Kabbanis are not brought on the Mizbeach, since the boss of those kabbanis are not brought on the mizbeach, there is no halacha that they combine on when one is malarim b'chutz. But as we see, there's actually two girsas on how to learn the Mishnah. One girsa is hamalim oilu umei emor reho, and the other girsa is hamalim min ha'oilu umei emorim. What is the machloikis between the two gersos? So the Rishonim explain the machloikis between the two gersos is if, yes, our Mishnah is clearly teaching us that the Basar and the Emrim of a Karban Oila can combine to the Shir Kazayis. But the question that comes up is, could the Basar and the Emrim of two different Karban Oilas also combine? Or even though we're learning that by Oila, the Basar and the Emrim combine, must be the Basar and its Emrim. And that is the machlokes of these two different girsas. The girsa that has Mina Oila Mirel is teaching us that even though the Basar and the Emrim can be Mitzdarf, it has to be its own Emrim. The girsa that has Mina Emrim doesn't require it be its own Emrim, even the Emrim of a different carbon can combine to the Shir Kazayis. which will also touch on the question if the other parts of the carbon, the Nechas Nesachim that come along with the carbon, can they also combine together with the carbon? The Rishayim, the Mishnah Lamelech, has a very fundamental question. In our previous shiur, we learned the opinion of Reish Lakish in explaining the Machloikis of Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon. When is somebody Chayif for Malah B'chutz? And Reish Lakish said that if somebody brought up, according to Rashi, Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon, Reb Yossi holds that even somebody brought up the entire animal minus one aver, he won't be chayif. And according to Reb Yossi, that's the opinion of Reb Yossi. And according to Reb Shimon, according to Rashi's explanation, as he brought up not an entire aver, you're chayif for one aver alone, but if you didn't bring up that entire aver, you wouldn't be chayif. Yet our Mishnah clearly teaches us that Yamala, even a kezayis, yechayif. So how will Reish Lakish understand our Mishnah, which according to his explanation, doesn't work not with the opinion of Reb Yossi, nor of the opinion of Reb Shimon? So the Mishnah Melech gives the following explanation. He says that even if Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon argue how much you have to be malah b'chutz in order to be chayiv, according to Reb Yossi, you have to bring up the entire animal. According to Reb Shimon, you have to at least bring up an entire aver. They both will agree that in a situation that if you were malah inside the azar, you did everything properly, and all you have left from the carbon is one kezayis, and that one final kezayis that's remaining from the carbon, you malah that one kezayis b'chutz, that everybody will agree, says the Mishnah Melech, that you will be chai for that kezayis. That, according to Reb Shlokish, will have to be the case of our Mishnah. Begins the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. Ashiyala oyla, the Pasuk says, regarding this hadin of Allah's oyla, Eliyala oyla, I would only know that this halacha applies by carbon oyla, the din of Allah's chutz. Menai l'rabbis emurei oshim, ve'emurei chatos, ve'emurei kachi kachim, that the din of Halas Chutz applies. And Rashi explains that Kachi Kachim means the Kifsei Atzeres, because all other cases of Kachi Kachim have already been mentioned. Furthermore, says the Braisa, Ve'emur Kachim Kalim, that even the Emur Kachim Kalim is a din of Halas Chutz. Tamaloyim, the Torah uses the word Zevach to include all Kabonis. Continues the Braisa, Menayin L'Rabbis, Hakoymitz, if we know that the way carbon mincha is brought, the carbon mincha of Yisrael, the carbon mincha is brought, and a kaimet, and on top of the carbon mincha, on top of all the ingredients, levina is placed, and the kaimets of the mincha with the levina are what? Are brought on the mizbeach. So how do we know that the ktiris or the levina, or the ktiris that's brought every day, in the morning and the afternoon, or mechas kahanim, the locha by Kayan bring a mincha, unlike the mincha of a Yisrael, where the mincha of Yisrael, as we just described, the kaimitz is what's burnt on the mizbeach, and the rest is eaten, the shiore mincha, are eaten by the kohanim, the mechas kohanim are completely burnt, and therefore since the mechas kohanim are completely burnt, there's a din of halos chutz on the entire mincha. Mechas kohen mashiach, the kohen gadol would every day have to bring a carbon mincha, half of an isarin of flour, half of it brought in the morning, and half of it brought in the afternoon. And as the Rishonim explained, even though the halacha of the Michas Kohen Mashiach and the Michas Kohanim to a degree is very similar, by both of them they're completely burnt, the reason the Braisa mentions these two types of mincha as two separate kabbonis is because a michas kohanim, a micha that a kohen brings, has to have an isorin of flour that's all brought at one time. The michas kohen mashiach also was brought from an isorin of flour. However, it was brought half in the morning and half in the afternoon. Or, continues the Braisa, Hamanasach Shloshes Luga Yayin, or Shloshes Luga Mayim, that by all of these avoiders there's also a chiyuv of halor b'chutz. Tamaloyma, the pasuk says, "V'pesach oil moed lo yaveinu," to teach us, "Kol habol pesach oil moed," anything that's supposed to be brought in the Beis Hamikdash or in the Azara, if somebody brings it b'chutz, chayovin lo b'chutz, there's halacha for mal b'chutz. Continues the Braisa, and li ela kachim ksherim. I would think that this halacha only applies by kachim that are kosher. Menayin l'rabs psulim, that this halacha even applies by psulim. Kigoyim, what are examples of disqualified kabbanas? Halon, if the carbon was left overnight. Vayotzi, or if the carbon was taken outside of the Azara. So I saw a gevaldige kasha from the Chofetz Chaim, the Sefer Kutei Halachas. He says, why is the Braisa speaking about Hayotze, about a carbon that was taken out of the Azara? Of course we're talking about kabbanas that were taken out of the Azara. Because what are we speaking about? Mala b'chutz. Mala b'chutz, by definition, means that it was taken out of the Azara. So what's the Braisa singling out again, Hayotze? Answers the Chafetz Chaim. Were we not to have this word of the Braisa, we would think that where is there an Isser of Mala b'chutz? There's an Isser of Mala b'chutz if somebody takes kachim outside of the Azara with the intention to be makriv them outside of the Azara. There is a halacha that we've been learning extensively in our parak of Mala b'chutz. But if somebody just takes kachim outside the Azara without the intention of being makriv them b'chutz, perhaps there will not be an Isser. There will not there be a din of mala b'chutz. That's why the Brice has to teach us that in all circumstances the din of makir b'chutz will apply. Or at tamei, if the kachim became tamei, or shenishchat chutz bel v'nishchat chutz l'zmanoi chutz l'mkaymai, or if the carbon was brought with the intention of chutz l'zmanoi, which makes a pigle, or an intention to take it outside of the proper place, which is chutz l'mkaymai, or shekiblu psulim, if disqualified people did the Kabbalah Saddam, or the disqualified people like Yisraelim did the Zarklas Tamay, as we learned, the Mizbeach was divided by a Chut HaSikra. Certain Kabbanas were supposed to be brought on the upper half, Chatos Behema, Oilus Ha'oif. Certain Kabbanas were supposed to be brought on the bottom half, all other animal Kabbanas. How do we know if the dam was put in the wrong place? Or hanitanim b'chutz, shenitanim b'fnim. Kabbanos whose blood is supposed to be put in the mizbeach achitzin, are supposed to be put in the mizbeach apnimi. Or vanitanim b'fnim shenasim b'chutz. Kabbanos whose dam is supposed to be put in the mizbeach apnimi, or inside the base mitzvah in the proiches, towards the proiches, that were put on the mizbeach achitzin. Or pesach v'chatos sheshokin shlo lishmon. We go back to the first Mishnah of our Masechta, that the Karm Pesach or Karm Chattas that were brought Shalom Lishma are disqualified. Minayin, from where do we know that the din of Mala B'chutz applies by all of these Kabbanas as well? Tamaloyma, the Pasuk says, Lo Yevi'enu Lasos. Kol HaMeskabel B'Pesach Oil Moed, any carbon that could be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, any carbon that has the Halacha in Olo Lo Yered, there is a halacha of chayovan la b'chutz. There is a halacha of mal la b'chutz. And it's very interesting to point out that the Rishonim say that why did the Gemara, why did the Braisa have to enumerate each one of the cases here that are possible? So the Rishonim point out, because as we learned earlier in our Masechta, there are opinions. Rav Yehuda's opinion is that if a carbon was nishkat belayla, or the carbon was nishbach adam, there we don't have a halacha of ololo yereit, and that's why our Mishnah especially mentioned it. That's why the Braisa is very careful in mentioning what is included in the category of an ololo yereit, and therefore we'll have the halacha that if hamal b'chutz is chayiv, and not mentioning the other cases where there is no such halacha of imal ololo yereit. At least according to Yehuda. We learned in the Mishnah that a malik zayis min oila, If somebody brings up a kezias of the oil and it's Amrim, they combine to be chayiv for mala b'chutz. Says the Gemara, oil of emirah in, strictly the oil and its Amrim combine. The reason that the oil and its Amrim combine is because the meat and the Amrim, all of it are burnt on the Mizbeach by carbon oil. And since all of this is burnt on the Mizbeach, that's why there's a din of mala b'chutz. However, the shlom of Amrim, the meat of the shlomim and the meat of the carbon and the aimer of the carbon shlomim do not combine, because the halacha is that the meat of a carbon shlomim is not burnt on the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Tanina lahad tana rabbanan. Our Mishnah is actually teaching us what we learned in the Braisa. Oila v'mirea, the oila and the aimerim, the meat of the carbon oila and the aimerim of the carbon oila, Mitzdarf and Kazayas can combine for the Shir Kazayas, La Loisim Bechutz, for the Isser of being Mala Bechutz, or the Chayev Malayim, Mishum Pigel. If somebody eats a Kazayas of Basar and Amrim of a carbon oiler that's Pigel, or somebody eats a Kazayas of Basar and oiler that's Noiser, or that's Tomei, in all of these cases, the Basar and the Amrim are Mitzdarf. Ask the Gemara, Bishlama, regarding the halacha that we've been learning, relevant to our sugya, the halos oila, that we say that the oila, the basar and the amrim combine, because the basar and the amrim of carbon oila are all brought on the mizbeach. Bishlam halos oila, the oila which is kolal, both the basar and the amrim of the oila are burned, that's why they combine. Shlamin, where only the amrim are put on the mizbeach, but the basar is not put on the mizbeach, that's why they don't combine. However, ask the Gemara, Ella Pigel. When we speak about the halacha of Pigel, or the halacha of Noiser, or the halacha of Tamei, ask the Gemara, my Tama, why is there a difference between the halacha by carbon oila and the halacha of the carbon shlamim? By carbon shlamim, there's also Pigel on the Basar and the Amrim. And there's Noiser, where if you had a machshava about the basar of the shlomim, it'll become pigel. If you had a machshava on the amrim of the shlomim, it'll become pigel. And the same halacha applies to the din of nicer, where nicer could be the basar could become basar of a carbon shlomim could become nicer, amrim of a carbon shlomim could become nicer. And similarly, somebody who's tamei is not allowed to eat neither the basar nor the amrim of a carbon shlomim. So yes, we can understand why, asked the Gemara. Yes, we can understand regarding the halacha of halal b'chutz, why only by oila do the basar and the amrim combine, and not by shlamim. But why regarding the other halacha that's quoted here, do we differentiate between of by pigel nois v'tameh, do we differentiate between oila and shlamim? And furthermore, asked the Gemara, Vatanan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah, the Kala Pigula Mitzdarfim, the Kala Noisa Mitzdarfim, that all Pigul combine and all Noisa combine. So, therefore, asked the Gemara, Kasha Pigul a Pigul. Here we say by Pigul, Shlomim doesn't combine, and there it says it does. Here by Noisa it says by Shlomim doesn't combine, and there we say it does combine. Interesting to point out that the Mishnah that the Gemara just quoted, the Mishnah Masechta Meila, goes on to say, the Chamisha Dvarim Ba'Oila, the five parts of the carbon oila, Mitztarfim Zenza, all combined. Abasar, which is the meat, the Chalev, is the Amrim, Basoilus, Vayayim V'Shemen, the flour and the wine and the oil of the carbon Minchas Nesachim that comes along with the carbon oila, also combined to the Shir Kazayas for all of these halachas. And Tosfos asked the question that how can they combine? How could they combine? How could the boss and the chaylev combine with the soilus vayayim vashemen when the shiurim for these foods are different? The boss and chaylev, given that they are foods, the shiur is a kezayis, and the soilus vayayim vashemen, or the yayim vashemen are liquids. Liquid, the shiur is a revius. So Tosfos answers that it's referring to a situation where they dipped the meat into the wine. And when the meat and wine, therefore, since they dipped the meat into the wine became absorbed into the meat, and that's why they have the same shear. Otherwise, indeed, it seems from Tosfos, given that they're two different types, two different shiurim, they cannot combine. And this question is very relevant, la'alokha l'maisa. The halacha question would be, if somebody didn't eat a shear of salad, nor a shear of liquid, could there be mitzvah to be obligate somebody to make a bracha achrayma? Certainly, the Paiskim say that regarding Yom Kippur, where one is not allowed to eat and one not allowed to drink, and again, there's a specific shear of kaiseves for eating and a different shear for drinking, they certainly are not, they cannot combine. The reason is, because as the Gemara Masech the Yuma says, on Yom Kippur it depends on Yishuv Hadas, and you have to have a whole shear achila or a whole shear shtia to combine. But it seems that most Paiskim are also of the opinion that if you didn't eat a full shear of food, of salad, or a full shear of liquid, they cannot combine to obligate you in a bracha achrayma. What the question will be, however, is that let's say somebody took a piece of cake and put it into wine. What will be the bracha achrayma that he has to put into any other liquid? And now you have a shear. Now because you have this inside in it, you will have the shear. Will it be considered that you had the proper shear? Many places can take the opinion that yes, since this liquid got absorbed into the solid, therefore you have the proper shear. I did see a very interesting raya that you don't have the shear. Because the place can discuss what is the halacha if somebody doesn't have enough matzah, Pesach by night, can he make a bracha of achilas matzah even though he's not going to have the full shear? So the Pais can discuss, why doesn't anybody mention a very simple piece of advice? Take the matzah and soak it in water until it expands that you should have a kezayis of matzah. It seems that the fact that the Shulchan Aruch and the Paiskim, the Rishonim, don't offer this suggestion, it seems that it would not be a legitimate way. You have to have a kezayis of matzah, not a kezayis that became matzah through water. Which actually leads itself to a very interesting question. The halacha is that when you eat a kezayis of cake, you have to make an ala mechia, brachim ein shalosh. The question that the Paiskim discussed, the Mishnah Brura, and many other achrayim discussed, is if let's say you have a piece of cake, but the piece of cake is not just made up of flour, it also has other ingredients in it. Do they combine with the flour? And if you ate a kezayis of cake, even though you didn't have a kezayis of flour, you still make it ala mechia or not? The Mishnah Brura says that the minhag ha'olam is that as long as you ate a kezayis of cake, even though you did not have a kezayis of flour, you would still make it ala mechia. However, many paiskim I saw disagree. Rav Moshe, the Briskerov, the Satmar Rebbe, and the Divrei Yoel, all seem to be of the opinion that you have to have a kezayis of flour to have to make an ala mechia. And as the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasoi also points out, it will be very relevant to the situation of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. We know that to be Yoitz Kiddush it has to be B'Makom Suda. And let's say somebody's not washing to eat challah, to eat bread immediately after Kiddush, so we eat a piece of Mezoinus. To be Yoitz Kiddush B'Makom Suda, says the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasoi, you have to have a piece of cake that's a kezayis. And according to the Paiskim that we just quoted, it would not just be enough to have a kezayis of cake, but you have to have a piece of cake that has in it enough flour, and has enough flour that has just a flour, a kezayis. But back to our Gemara. We have a question. The Braisa says that by Shlomim, by all other Kabbalah besides Oila, they do not combine the Basar and the Emer. The Mishnah, even by Pigel and Noiser, and for the Mishnah Meil, it says they do combine. Says the Gemara, Pigel a Pigel like Kasha. The way to reconcile the question by Pigel is Kam b'Pigel, Kam b'Machshavas Pigel. When we speak about a carbon that became Pigel, so there the halacha is, if somebody ate a kazayas of that carbon, even though that kazayas is comprised of half Basar and half Amrim, it's considered that he ate a kazayas of Pigel, and he's Chayiv Karas. Kam b'Machshavas Pigel. Machshavas Pigel means as follows. We're going to make a carbon, the carbon is going to make Pigel. And as we know, how would a carbon become Pigel by Shlomim? Two examples, two ways. If somebody had a Machshavah to eat the Basar of the carbon Shlomim after the right time, it becomes Pigel. If somebody had a Machshavah to be Makter, the Amorim of the Pigel, of the carbon Shlomim after the right time, it would become Pigel. But these two machshavas that I just described are two very different machshavas. One is about the akhtara and one is about the achila. Therefore, they cannot combine. Whereas, by carbon oil, since all of it is just burnt on the mizbeach, there the machshavas, only one type of machshava is passable, and there it can combine. Continues the Gemara. Noiser a noiser like Kasha. How do we reconcile the question of noiser? Can be noiser if a carbon became nicer. There the halacha is by all carbonis, not just by carbon oil. Will the halacha be that if you ate a kazayas, even though that kazayas is made up of a combination of basar and amrim, it's considered as if you ate nicer. Can kshinatosu actually nizrik adam? The halacha is, as we learned the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, that if ain't basar, ain't dam. If you don't have basar, we don't do Zrikas Adam. And as we've learned, there are two ways of understanding Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. One way is that Zrika is here to be a matter. The purpose of the Zrika is to allow you to eat the meat. But if there isn't enough meat, or the purpose of the Zrika is to allow you to put the Amrim on the Mizbeach, if you don't have enough meat or enough Amrim, a Kazayas of the meat, or Kazayas of the Amrim, then the Zrika will not be a matter. And since the Zrika will not be a matter, we shouldn't do the Zrika, says Rabbi Yeshua. Another way of understanding the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua is that since the Basar and the... Since if there's no Basar or there's no Amarin, the entire carbon is considered completely disqualified. And a carbon that's completely disqualified, we don't do Zrika on. So now we can understand. But there's also a cooler. There's also a leniency in what I just said. The chumri is that we can't do zrika if we don't have a kazayis of basur or kazayis of emrim. On the other hand, if we don't have a kazayis of basur or we don't have a kazayis of emrim, the carbon can never become noiser, and the chiv noiser will not apply. And that's what it says the Gemara is what our Bryce is referring to. B'shinitaisu actually nazra kadam. When you have meat or Amrim, less than a kazayas of Basar, or less than a kazayas of Amrim before the Zrikas Adam, there the Basar and the Amrim do not combine. Umani, because this Bryce is reflecting Rabbi Yeshua, the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, the Tanya Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kaatz Vachash Matar, when it comes to all Kabonis, Shneshtayim Hem Kazayas Basar, if you have a Kazayas of Basar, or you have a Kazayas of Chalev, a Kazayas of Amrim, the halacha is Zrikas Adam. You could do Zrika Saddam. Chatzi Zayis Basar. But if you have only a Chatzi Kazayis Basar or a Chatzi Kazayis Chalev, they cannot combine to be Zrika Saddam. Because as we've been explaining, the Basar is eaten by all of these Kabbanas. The Amrim are burnt by all of these Kabbanas. So since the activity done with these two items is so very different, they cannot combine. However, by the carbon oil, since the same thing that's done to the Basar is done to the Amorim. There the halacha is that Chatzi Kazayis Basar and Chatzi Kazayis Chalev do combine, that it should be considered that we have a Kazayis that you should be allowed to do Zrikas Adam. And I should cool a color because the Basar and the Amorim are treated the same way they're burnt on the Mizbeach. Umincha. And now the Gemara says a cryptic line. By Ikar Mincha, I feel a cool kayam is lo yizrit. Ask the Gemara, Mincha Mavedite. What are we speaking about a Mincha? We're speaking about, should we do Zrika Saddam? What does the Mincha have to do with it? Answers the Gemara, what the Braisa means is, Mincha's Omra Papa, Mincha's Nesachma Ba Mazarach. that since the halacha is, as we learned earlier in our shir, that with every carbon you have to bring along a mechas nesachim, and since you have to bring along a mechas nesachim, we would think that that is considered an integral part of the carbon, and therefore even if you have nothing left of the basar and the emrim, but you have a kezayis left of mechas nesachim, that should be enough of a reason to allow to do zrikas adam. Teaches us the Gemara that that's not a good enough reason, that given that's a separate, it's not part of the animal, we don't do zrikas adam just because you have mechas nesachim left if you have no carbon left. Says the Mishnah, hakoymitz, the koymitz of every carbon mincha, v'alavoyna, and the levoyna that's brought together with the carbon mincha, v'aktoris, mechas kohanim, we discussed all these halachas earlier, or mechas koy mashiach, or mechas nesachim, shekrit me'achsman and kezayis b'chutz, even if a kezayis of them was brought outside of the Azara, chayiv is considered halos chutz. The Rishonim asked the question that we can understand the halacha by all of the items mentioned in the Mishnah, but by Levina, the halacha is that all you need is one or two kernels of Levina. So why does the Mishnah say that to be chayiv you have to have a kezayis of Levina? So the way the Mefarshim explained is that the Mishnah probably is discussing a situation where the Levina kernels are so large that the one or two equal more than a kezayis. And therefore, the Mishnah is teaching us, even though we have more than a kezayis of Levina, to be chayif for mal b'chutz, as soon as you brought up a kezayis of Levina, you're chayif. The Blazer Piter, the Blazer's position, however, is at Shikras Kulan. Unless you put up your makriv, all of it, you're not considered that you were ma'ala b'chutz. The kulan, continues the Mishnah, if somebody was makriv b'fnim, if somebody started being makriv any of these kabbonis inside the base of Mikdash, inside the Azara, the shaymem kezayis, and now there's only left over kezayis, and we spoke about this concept at the beginning of the shir, here, everybody will agree that for that last kezayis, if you were a kriva b'chutz, you would be chayif. The kulan shechasru kosher. The loch is by all kabbonis. If you're missing by carbon, not by an animal, by carbon mincha, if you're missing part of the carbon becomes disqualified. So therefore, kulan shechasru kosher, that if any of the part of the carbon is missing, the loch is that you're potter because it's not considered any more valid carbon. There is a discussion in the Rishonim, Rashi mentions it, if this halacha applies to Levina, or is it to all non-animal kabbanis except for Levina. Continues the Mishnah, Hamakrav kachim emrim b'chutz, if somebody brings kachim and emrim b'chutz, the basar and the emrim, even though by all kabbanis, we know besides for the carbon oiler, the basar is not brought on the mizbeach, the halacha is that you're chayif. Continues the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan says the Braisa, Hamakta Kazayas Bechutz, if somebody is makrav a kazayas of Ketoris outside the Azara, says the Braisa is chayif. Chatzi Pras Befnim, but if somebody's makrav a chatzi pras less than the shear inside its potter, ask the Gemara, Kusal Kedaitach. So the Gemara assumed that what does it mean when somebody is makriv chatzi pras b'fnim, the second rule of the Braisa, that he's potter zor. That we know that a Yisrael may not do the avoida. And the Braisa assumes the Gemara is teaching us that if you brought less than the whole shear, it's not considered that the avoida of the Ketoris was brought. And since it's not considered that the avoida of the Ketoris was done, therefore the zor will not be chayif. Ask the Gemara, but is that true? Once the Braisa began, that a makta kezayis b'chutz is chayif. So obviously, the haktorah of just a kezayis of ketoris is considered a valid haktorah. So if it's considered a valid haktorah, proof being that you're chayif for being makta such an amount b'chutz, why would the zor be potter? Answers the Gemara. The way to understand the Braisa is on the contrary. Amrav Zera, Amrav Chizda, Amrav Yirmi Bar Abba, Amrav Rav. My pata pata tziba. The Mishnah is teaching us that even if you just brought a chatzi pras inside the Beis HaMikdash, they have fulfilled the obligation of k'tayrus. That there's no shear to the k'tayrus, and you can even bring as little as a chatzi pras and be chayv. Ask the Mefarshim, if so, we know that k'tayrus was brought every day of the year. The Gvur Sari asked this question, even on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So we know the halacha indeed is that an avodah that's supposed to be done every day, if the avodah is supposed to be done Shabbos Yom Kippur, it's toicha Shabbos, toicha Yom Kippur. But all you're allowed to do is just the minimal amount. You're not allowed to do more. Doing more would already involve Chil Shabbos. So if Rashi is teaching us, asked the Gevura Sari, the midaraisa, the smallest amount is enough to do k'tayrus, how could they take a pras, which is such a large shear, on Shabbos Yom Kippur? What's the heter? So according to the opinion of Taisus, that says that there's a halach l'moshim is Sinai, that l'chatchila, you should use a pras, only by the evid, you yoitz the mitzvah of the kazayis, we could understand, because of course, when the Torah teaches us that on Shabbos and Yom Kippur we're allowed to do melacha, it means you're allowed to do melacha to fulfill it in the l'chatchila de gawei. The l'chatchila de gawei means bringing a pras. The Nezer HaKodesh gives a different way of understanding, according to Rashi. He says the Rashi agrees that every day you have to bring at least a mana, which is two pras of k'tayrus, between the k'tayrus that's brought in the morning and the k'tayrus that's brought in the afternoon. What Rashi means when he says that you could bring as little as a kazayis and be yoytza the mitzvah means that you don't have to divide the money equally between the morning and the afternoon. That means if you brought the kazayis in the morning and you'll bring the rest of the money in the afternoon, you'll be yoytza the mitzvah. But you have to, over every day of the year, bring a mana of k'tayrus. And therefore, we understand why we can't just bring a kazayis. Because even if you're only bringing kazayis in the morning of Shabbos, you're still going to have to bring the remainder from kazayis to the mana, to be mekayim the mitzvah. And therefore, the halacha is that you should bring the entire amount on Shabbos. Gevura Sari gives another way of understanding. And actually, the explanation of the Gevura Sari is very relevant to Halacha L'maaseh in many areas of Halacha. The Gevura Sari says that when Rashi says the Midaraisa, you have to bring a Kazayas, doesn't mean that that was a maximum. What the Torah means is that the minimum is a Kazayas. And therefore, if you bring more, you certainly mekayim a mitzvah. Where is this relevant? This is relevant that in many places in Halacha, there's a shear. We spoke earlier in our shear about matzah. So certainly the shear of matzah is a kazayis to the mekayim the mitzvah matzah. But, based on what the Gevura Sari is teaching us, that let's say somebody eats more than a kazayis or matzah, he's certainly mekayim the mitzvah. And the Halacha would be that you would have to eat, since you have to eat the kazayis, Haseva, the halacha is that you have to eat the entire amount. That let's say somebody wants to eat more than kazayis matzah, and as the Gevura Sari is explaining, that whenever the Torah gives a shiurim, it's only the minimum, not the maximum. The halacha would be that somebody would have to eat that entire amount if he wants some kind of mitzvah b'haseva. And actually, the Paiskim bring a gevaldig raya to this concept. We know that Rosh Hashanah, even after all of the questions, because we're not exactly sure what the truah that the Torah says is it what we call a shvarim, is it what we call a truah, we still only have to have 30 kailus. Yet we know in Rosh Hashanah, we blow maya kailus, 100 kailus. Some people even blow more because of different questions. The question is, on Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to blow the shofar only for what you're allowed to blow, not for more. So how do people blow more? The answer is because since everything that they're blowing, the shofar, is to fulfill a mitzvah, therefore, as much as they blow, that's considered a mitzvah, and they're allowed to do it even though it's yontif. We see from here a tremendous concept that if somebody is doing more than the shir, it's not considered he's not doing a mitzvah, he certainly is considered having fulfilling a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, so now that we've explained this braisa, says Reb Zeira, ikashli, if I have a question, hakashli, this is my question. Hadam Rav Allah, Rav said regarding this braisa, baha filler Reb Elazar maida. Regarding this halacha, even Reb Elazar agrees. Dar Reb Elazar, lavak tari kamar, haku Rav say, that Reb Elazar agrees, hamak de kazayis, kataris b'chutz, that even if he has to kazayis, yechayiv, when Reb Elazar said, in our Mishnah, you're not, unless you did the entire shir, you're not chayiv. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava. That Torah, the Hechel Kulam, Eloi Pligi, regarding that Torah that's done every day in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Hechel, everybody agrees that the shir is a kazayis, and therefore everybody will agree, if you're makter a kazayis of that, Torah's Bechutz, you're chayiv. Keep Pligi. Where do we have the machlokes of Reb Elazar and the Rabbanon? Says the Gemara, Baktar Befnim. That Torah that's done in the Kodesh HaKadosh of Yom Kippur. The Massover, Reb Elazar holds, Malay Chafnav Dafka. The Torah speaks about two handfuls, and therefore anything that less than two handfuls is not the shear. And if you makter that Torah outside on Yom Kippur, if you did less than Malay Chafnav, it will not be considered Malak Torah B'chutz. Well, Massover, the Rabbanon, on the other hand, holds, Malay Chafnav Lav Dafka. Even though the Torah speaks about two handfuls, they're not absolutely mandatory. Ask the Gemara, can that be the opinion of the Rabbanim? Om labai chuka. Wherever the Torah used the words chuka, it means it must be that way. The Torah says, regarding that Torah of Yom Kippur, so the Torah used the words chuka. So it must be Meloi Chafnav. So how can we say that Rabbanon hold that in Yom Kippur you don't have to have Meloi Chafnav? Therefore, Abaye sort of reinterprets this explanation. Elam Abaye back Tarbifnim Kulam Loi Pligi. How much Torah had to be brought into the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom Kippur? Everybody agrees that it had to be Meloi Chafnav, as the Torah clearly indicates. Ki Pligi back Tar Dechutz. The Machlaikah which Reb Elazar and Rabbanon is if you did have Torah on Yom Kippur with just the kazayis, will you be chayiv? Mar sover, the Rabbanon holds yapinim pnei mechutz. Since you're always chayiv when you mak their kazayis bechutz, here too you will be chayiv. Mar sover, Reb Elazar holds lo yapinim that we don't learn the halachas, and even though the halacha by of regular k'tayrus is a kazayis, that will not be the halacha by Yom Kippur. Amar Rava says Rava to Abaya, I don't understand how you're explaining the Rabbanon. Hashtu mechutz mechutz lo yalfi Rabbanon. The Rabbanon agree that we don't learn one halach of chutz from another halach of chutz, which the Gemara will immediately identify. Pnim mechutz mibay. Do you want to say that the Rabbanon will learn the halach of the k'tayrus that's brought in the Kodesh HaKadoshim from the k'tayrus that's brought in the Kodesh? Ask the Gemara Maihi. What does Rava mean when he says that the Rabbanon don't learn pnim mechutz? The Tanya. The Brisa says, Yochal Mal Pox Mikazayas Koimitz. The son brings up less than the Kazayas of a Koimitz. Or Pox Mikazayas Amrim. Or Hamanachas Pox Mishloishas Luga Yayin. Somebody pours less than 3 lugan of wine. Or Pox Mluga Mayim. Or less than 3 lugan of Mayim on Sukkot. Yechayiv. He should be Chayiv for Malabachot. Tamaloimer. Lasus Oisoi. Alashoim Chayiv. Ben Chayiv Alachosu. Ask the Gemara. How could it be that the Rabbanim will say that you only chai by shloshes lugim, but apart from shloshes lugim, this becomes esim. That many kazesim took to make up a lug. So if the Rabbanim learned one from the other, so they should say that since the shear by everything else is a kazayis, then by the mayim and yayin, the shear should also be a kazayis. Yet the Rabbanon don't agree with that. The Lord Yalfi Rabbanon Chutz Michutz. So the question is, how could you suggest that they learn Pnim Michutz? El Amarava, the Machloket between Reb Elazar and Rabbanon is in the case, Kigoyin the Kavinish Nechatsoi Pras, where somebody put two attack Crassus in one vessel, the mona. Masover, Rabbi Lazar's of the opinion, kviyas mona milsahi. Once you put them into one mona, it's considered one item, and since it's considered one item, if you do anything less than the entire amount, it won't be considered mal b'chutz. Omar Sava and the other man d'Amah holds lam milsahi, that the fact that they're in one keli is irrelevant. Amarava, hashdul man d'Amah, kviyos the man of lav kluhu. Now I was saying that Rabbanon hold that just because they put into one vessel, it doesn't mean anything. So why, if somebody covers shish lapar, if somebody designated 6 lug of wine in a vessel for the amount of wine that we know is supposed to be brought along with a bull, or mashman arba v'krim b'chutz, and he took out 4, chayiv, he's chayiv. Why? Sheruin la'ayil. Because that's the amount that comes along with a ram. Or cover arba l'ayil, if he put 4 for an ayil, or mashman shliyah shevikrim b'chutz, he's also chayiv, because that's the amount that's royal lekevis. Chosu koshu, but if he brings less than 3 lugin, v'krim b'chutz, he's potter. Why is he potter? Even the Rabban agreed that he's chayiv, because since it's not roy for any amount, so therefore, for any carbon, he's not chayiv. Now the Gemara goes back to explaining Rava's opinion. What did Rava say? Rava said that we want to learn the halacha of the haktaris of Yom Kippurim from the haktaris of all other times. To which the Rava asked that question. Rabbi explained, again, Rabbi says that we learned the haktara of Yom Kippur from the haktara of everything else according to Rabban. Which Rava challenged, if the Rabbanim don't learn chutz mi-chutz, because they require shlosh lugin mayim and shlosh lugin yayin, they certainly can't learn pnim mi-chutz. Rav Ashama nisach mi-aktara, to compare nisach mayim and nisach yayin to aktara, where there the shiris kazayis lo yapinim, because it's so very different. Avgav the chutz mi-chutz, even though they're both chutz, but this is aktara and this is nisach. Aktara mi-aktara. But when we're talking about two subjects of Akhtara, this is the Akhtara of the regular Akhtaris, this is the Akhtaris of Yom Kippur, Afgav the Pnim Mechutz, even though one is Pnim, the Yom Kippur, and one is Chutz, we can learn, and therefore, since by all Akhtaris, the Shir is always a Kazayas, on Yom Kippur, even though everybody agrees that the proper amount that should be brought in the Beis HaMikdash is Meloy Chafnov, if somebody's malik tires of Yom Kippur b'chutz, the shear would be just a kizayis, according to the Rabbanan.